Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Kiswahili, Kunta Kinte, K. How y'all doing? Hump day, the fourth day of the week. Fuwaha, moi. Any single happy fourth day. Today, special. I'm going to do something different today. Today, we're going to talk about languages, concepts. Yeah, when I say concepts, let me put an emphasis on capital C, capital O, capital N, on the con, capital C, capital O, capital N, 1, 2, 3, 7, that white offspring and culture vultures have a tendency to want to believe. Now, if you pay attention to the first photo, you will see Cleveland Indians presented with mascot. Let me go back and say this again. Cleveland Indians presented with mascot. At opening of new 125,000 athletic field at Lakeland, Florida, their training camp, Hap posed with manager Trish Speaker after his presentation to the club. Other dignitaries in attendance besides Hap included Judge Kennesaw M. Landis, Commissioner of Baseball, and H.M. Sexton, President of the National Association of Baseball Clubs. The dedication was held March 17th. It doesn't give a year, but I can look and see one more time. I'm looking at a handsome, young, beautiful, black male child being presented to the Cleveland, one more time, Indians as their mascot. One more time. Now, let me see if I got this right. Now, according to them, what is he doing? He ain't supposed to be there. He's not an Indian, is he? Wait. I'm looking at a handsome, beautiful, young, black child, male child, as an Indian. But wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Columbus. He had been to India before. When he went to India, when he pulled up to India, guess what he saw? The same thing that the Cleveland Indians is represented as Indians. They represent the true Indians. Now, if you say I-N-D-I-A-N-S and you pronounce it in Kiswahili, you get Indians. One more time. One more time. But for some strange reason, they say Indians was original peoples, right? Okay. If you white offspring or culture vulture, yeah, then you could be an Indian. Yeah. Because, see, if you black, you can't be no Indian no more. No. What they say over there in South Africa? What do they call the people that look like hemp? Huh? What did they call it? N-I-G. 1, 2, 3. herbs. Hemp, my bad, not hemp, hemp. Hemp. Now, oh, wait a minute, other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. So, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I just looked at that. Hemp is a dignitary. Other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. Hemp is a dignitary. Oh, man. Whoa. Wow. I just seen that. Other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. Hemp is a dignitary. He ain't a mascot. Other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. Hemp is a dignitary. Whoa, man, that's why they took Indians and gave it to their white offspring culture vultures. Wow, because I know over there in South Africa, everybody knows who is the original people, blacks. But they ain't called Indians. Go to Brazil. Who is the original people, blacks? But they ain't the Indians. Wow. Because the true original Indians were dignitaries. Other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. Hemp was and is a dignitary. One more time, man. So when they're talking about giving, yeah, I give thanks every day in honor of hemp. Yes. 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 Man, how long have I had this picture? I've had this picture, so I don't know how long, homie, but I never really looked at this. Other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. Because, see, I'm looking at what they said, a mascot. He ain't coming there, no mascot. Other dignitaries in attendance besides hemp. Hemp is a dignitary. Man, please. I keep telling y'all. The world is shrinking, my brothers, my sisters, those who want to be a part of, see, the part of the golden hair, the world will laugh. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Other dignitaries besides hemp. Hemp is a dignitary. They put that top of that. Anyway, one more time. I don't celebrate that stuff that they celebrate, because they talk about when they was fighting each other, because they already them Khan 1-2-3 Vince people that black ain't the true Indians. But one more time, I keep telling people, the world is shrinking. Golden Goals is not going to allow those who ain't got the feet of all this gold. It's not going to allow those who ain't got the head of woman to keep disrespecting those who do have the feet of Paul Israel, those who do have the head of woman now. Because he said what he said about his peoples. I think has to be included. I'm included because he found me worthy, and I thank him very much. Asante Sana. Thank you very much that he found me worthy. One more time. If you want to celebrate that tomorrow, that's on you. I celebrate hemp every day because I know the true Indians feed upon the gold and hear the word of the lamb. Just like I was saying about Columbus went to India, he seen niggas. When he went to the queen and asked for them three ships, the queen told him, plain and simple, empty my prisons. See, I know what I'm talking about. See, because when I was in school in the early 60s, they said that they was religiously persecuted, and that's why they was in prison. That's what they said. See, one more time. They tell on themselves, but it's up to you if you want to hear it. See, I was hearing what they said. I know what they told me. They told me that people was in prison for religious, for being religiously persecuted. That's what they said. But I already know what it was. Murders, rapists, and thieves, my man. It's just like when they opened up Australia. They didn't give a damn about the real people, just like hemp. Just like hemp. The real people look just like hemp. That's why they talk about calling them aboriginal. Yeah. Big-ass nose. Straight hair. Straight hair? You're not original. You're not original. He said, Peter Parley said, he said, hair the woven lamb. That's why people over there in India, they don't give a damn how dark they is. They don't like me because I got the hair the woven lamb. They know they better than me because they got straight hair. They don't care nothing about being dark-skinned. They just thankful they ain't got that hair the woven lamb. They ain't trying to be a part of that. What? As they sit there and go home and lock their door, check their door now, black man Osborne Dorsey, and make sure it's locked. Black man watch it in A. Martin, but you know, one more time. As I said, this is a special edition about the true Indians. So, one more time, me, like I told, and I'm going to tell somebody else that say something about Thanksgiving to me. I'm going to ask them one simple question. Where's my reflection? When you, if you want to include me in your celebration, also include me in the visual. Don't expect me to be happy for two groups of white who supposed to deal each other when both groups of white did hemp. That's why you don't see nothing look like hemp. That's why anybody look like hemp is not considered a dignitary. But he was there, and he still is to me, my big brother, Hamp. Anyway, as always, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moja Kupenda. One love. Raka. Bless you. Amani Kutoko. Peace from above.